It seems Jesse Brown, host of Canadaland, isn't much a fan of Vancouver. In a recent episode, the Toronto-based podcaster shared a few thoughts on the city with American comedian and podcaster Marc Maron, who's strongly considering moving to Vancouver, to the point of applying for permanent residency. He starts off by noting people who enjoy extreme sports and the rugged wilderness, or nutrition and wellness, spirituality, real estate speculation, would enjoy Vancouver. If you value culture, if you like having conversations with artists and creators and authors and comedians, if you like talking to sharp funny people who might be damaged but they're very interesting, Brown goes on, you may be going to the worst city in the world for that. Brown doesn't stop there. Nobody has ever, been inspired by Vancouver to, write a great novel, Brown continues. No one has ever written a kick-ass rock song about Vancouver. It's a vacuum. In the show, Maron pushes back on the idea a bit, noting that for the lifestyle he's looking for, along with seeking a less anxiety-inducing locale than the U.S., Vancouver could be good. Vancouver is all those things, but it's also psychotic. It's just a different kind of psychotic than you're used to, Brown explains. When Maron asks him to flesh it out, Brown notes the homelessness issue in Vancouver, mixed with vacant mansions. There's a lot of money parked in Vancouver. People speculating on real estate, adds Brown. Maron isn't much dissuaded, pointing to the current socio-political climate in the U.S. Vancouverites responded on social media. Freelance Vancouver journalist Michelle Saika shared Brown's comments on Twitter about Vancouver being uninspiring to writers, and shared a long list of notable books written by writers in Vancouver, inspired by the city, or set in the region, including Son of Trickster by Eden Robinson, which was adapted for TV, Five Little Indians, which won several awards including the Governor General's Literary Award for Fiction, and Bad Cree, a recently released novel getting strong reviews, listened to at Canadaland this morning, and at Jesse Brown claimed that, no one has ever been inspired by Vancouver to write a great novel, so now I feel obligated to do a thread about great Vancouver novels. Michelle Saika, at Michelle Saika, January 16, 2023. Others from and fans of the Vancouver literature scene added on. Wow, come on at Jesse Brown. Pick up a copy of Charlie Deemer's Property Values. Mo Amir, at Vancouver, January 16, 2023. Weizen Choi's The Jade Peony is one of the greatest and most beautiful books of all time, and which won Ontario's Trillium Award. https://t.co/ecmer96cd. Bob Kronbauer, at Bob Kronbauer, January 16, 2023. At Doug Kaplan's Gum Thief even talks about Burnaby's massive murder of crows, while a major plot point in Hey, Nostradamus involves the highway exit by my childhood house. And the way 12-year-old me gasped when at Kenethopple included a steampunk Vancouver in Airborne. Jackson Weaver, at Jackson W. Weaver, January 16, 2023. At Great Dismal spearheads the creation of massively influential genre of speculative fiction, coins the term cyberspace, directly cites Vancouver as inspiration asterisk Jesse Brown. Yeah, but is it really great? Like Toronto great? Simon Little, at Simon P. Little, January 16, 2023. If there's anything good to come from at Canadaland's embarrassing statement, it's this thread. And it reflects a great list inspired by hashtag Vancouver that broadened the subject to not only novels, but poetry and non-fiction. That's great to see. At BC Book, look at Read Local BC at BCYU Con Prizes. Aaron Chapman, at The Aaron Chapman, January 17, 2023. At the same on Reddit, locals pointed out a variety of comedians and rock songs from or inspired by Vancouver, with one noting that four of the last five Juno Award for Comedy Album of the Year winners are from or spent significant parts of their lives in Vancouver. Vancouver also has a long history in rock music, as the home to the likes of the Japandroids, DOA, the Pack AD, the New Pornographers, Spirit of the West and Dan Mangan, depending on preferred style, to inspiring bands like Motley Crue. They mention a Vancouver strip club in Girls, Genesis. They have a song called Vancouver, and they might be Giants, who penned the song about Richards on Richards.